a precious cornerstone he that believeth shall not make haste.
This is the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed, coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA, reaching the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, the Jews, with the good news of their Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ, speaking out against anti-Semitism while promoting love for Israel, God's ancient people, the apple of his eye. Believing in what the Holy Scriptures say in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee. Preaching from God's holy word, the King James Bible, the prophetic truths of the second coming of our Lord, blowing the trumpet in Zion and warning God's people and the nations about the judgment to come, exposing apostasy and the developing one-world Antichrist system. Stay tuned for this hour with the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed once again, and I'd like to just thank you for tuning into our program. Our program is being aired throughout the world, and we are very thankful for the many people who are listening, and we trust that this program and this hour of programming will be a blessing to you and will help you be drawn closer to the Savior. Now, dearly beloved, we're continuing on a very controversial subject. We've already covered the fact that this will cause some to be upset, but our aim and mission is not to upset you. All we want is to show and preach from the Word of God the truths about the subject, to whom does the land of Israel belong? And as I mentioned before, this subject has been one that has been the result of a lot of bloodshed. But I can assure you one thing, if we obey the Word of God, there'll be no argument and there'll be no problem if we submit ourselves to what saith the Lord. I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, many of you dear folks out there, whether you be Jews or Gentiles, are searching for the truth. You're wondering, really, what is going on out there? There's so much commotion and so much turmoil. What is happening with our world? And what's happening with my life? You might be driving down the street. You might be working, or you might simply be at home listening, and you're wondering, I don't know if I can handle any more of this commotion. Some of you are actually in the very thick of the problem right there in the Middle East. I'm here to tell you the good news that there is an answer to all of this. But according to the Bible, let's continue on now as we consider what saith the Lord. What does the Bible say concerning the great question of controversy? And again, let me assure you, it's not a controversy with me. It's not a controversy with God. It's a controversy with those people that do not believe the Bible. What does the Bible say about this great question? To whom does the land of Israel belong? We covered already that God promised that this land, known today as Israel, and known to the rest of the world as Palestine, well, this land belongs to the Jews. And we covered that already, how that God promised the nation of Israel, the Jews, according to Genesis chapter 12, that this land was promised to them. We introduced to you from the Bible the fact that God gave the boundaries and the borders and the landmarks of where this land is to begin and where it's to end up. We discussed the fact that, according to the Bible, it is to be from the southern border there at the river of Egypt, going all the way to the north and somewhat to the northwest, the great river, the river Euphrates. Now, of course, if I had a map, I could show you in detail as to where it begins, where it ends. But basically, this covers all of the biblical land of Canaan. It covers the Sinai Peninsula. It covers Lebanon, Syria, and large portions of the nation of Iraq. It covers some of the portion of Jordan. And it covers the Nile River going north into Canaan. Now, I know that's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. You're saying, hey, that's my country. You're talking about areas that have to do with my country. And folks, listen, I'm not here to cause you any unrest. Not here to cause you to get a heart attack. I'm simply saying to you folks that this land belongs to the Jews. And if you would get on the side of the Bible, you would see that God has promised you many, many blessings as a nation if you would just obey the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In fact, as I've already mentioned, he's promised to Ishmael and his descendants 12 nations. But when it comes to the Jewish people, that land, of course, is to be protected. God has commanded the Jews not to give it up, not to remove the ancient landmark. They don't even have a choice. So don't get mad at the Jews. Don't take it up and be mad at them and accuse them of all kinds of things that are not right. Folks, listen, it's not their fault. God told them not to give that land up. He told them to possess the land. He told them to keep the land. And so the argument's not with the Jews. The argument is to God. Of course, there shouldn't be an argument because he said it. That settles it. I believe it. Let's go on. But I want to show you from the Bible. The Bible's the absolute truth. Now, some of the writings out there may have some truth. History books have truth about different things, but when it comes right down to it, folks, the King James Bible is our authority. It's the Word of God. In fact, the Bible says in Psalms chapter 12, verses 6 and 7, the words of the Lord are pure words as silver tried in the furnace of earth. Purify 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Now, God has promised that his word will be preserved, just like he promised that the nation of Israel would be preserved. He promised that the land would be preserved. Now, I know that some of you nations there are occupying the land. But if you were smart and obedient to what saith the Lord, you wouldn't fight against it. You'd give that land back to its owner, back to the stewards of the land, and that is the Jews. God committed that land to them. It belongs to them. It doesn't belong to anybody else. You need to lay down your fight. Stop fighting. It's a waste of time. And if you do not give up the land now, God will forcibly take that land from you, and you will pay for it. But God would rather you give it up. You know, the Bible says that there will be a battle, the battle of Armageddon. The Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to come, and he's going to fight against his enemies. The Bible says he's going to put his enemies under his feet, and They won't have a whole lot to do when that time comes. Now, folks, let me get back right back into the subject about how God gave the boundaries. I left off reading there from Deuteronomy, and I want to continue there at Deuteronomy chapter 11. This is what the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 23 to 25. Then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and he's talking to Israel now, before you, referring to Israel, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. From the wilderness of Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coasts be. And verse 25 says, there shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon, as he hath said unto you. It's very clear, isn't it? God says, go ahead, I promise you that land to the seed of Israel, the seed of Abraham. I've told you what the boundaries are. I told you go in there and possess the land. I told you that I'm going to give greater nations over to you. That's what God said. There's no argument. Thus saith the Lord. Now you might ask the question, why then are certain countries and nations occupying the land today? If God promised it to the Jews, why are they not occupying all the land? Well, that's a good question. The answer to the question is simple. According to the Bible, God said he would take away the stewardship of that land, and God would scatter the Jews throughout the world because of the disobedience of that country, because of the disobedience of the Jewish people. Now, again, that doesn't give you the right to lay claim to that land. That land doesn't belong to you. You might as well just leave it alone. And when it's God's time, he'll bring the nation of Israel back to that land. Now, we already see that he has done that. He hasn't brought all the Jews back to the land. They're still scattered throughout the world. There's about 18 million Jews throughout the world. And we know, according to the census of Israel, there's roughly over 4.5 million Jewish people in the land of Israel today. So they got a long ways to go until God brings back all the Jews back into the land. But God does say and teach that he will bring them from the four corners of the earth, and he will bring them all back to the land. Why is he going to bring them all back to the land? Why is he going to give all that land back to them? Well, because the ultimate purpose of God is to convert the Jews back to God and bring them to salvation in the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you're a Jewish person, you're saying, I didn't know the Messiah was Jesus Christ. I've always been taught that Jesus Christ is almost as a curse word. After all, didn't those who follow Christ kill 6 million Jews? Oh, no, folks. Oh, no, that's not the way it was. They may have taken the name of Jesus Christ in vain, but they were not God-fearing Christians that did that wicked thing. The Christians who love God, many of them independent Baptists, they risked their lives to save the Jews from the Holocaust. All down through the history, the Baptists have always been for the Jew. They always prayed for the Jew, have always loved the Jew. But I am afraid to say that down through the history, the Jewish people have suffered. And again, I'm not going to rise up against the Jews. That's God's business. But as we see today, he is bringing them back to the land. And if all 18 million people would be in this land of which they have today, it just wouldn't be enough. This is why God gave them more than what they have today. What they need to do is go back, possess that land, repossess it, reclaim it, occupy it, and God will bless them. Now, folks, I want to continue on this boundary subject. You might say it's a sub-subject of to whom does the land of Israel belong. And I want to get into just briefly here as we conclude for today on this particular preaching of this question. And I don't want you to go away. We have more to this program later on here at the end of the message. But what about the PLO? What about the Palestinian people? I feel bad for the Palestinian people, not because they don't have a land that was promised to them, and they're trying to occupy a land that doesn't belong to them. I'm not sad for that. Really, the land that was given to them, they ought to go to their brothers, the Jordanians, and they would have about 10 times as much land as they're trying to fight for. But I don't fault the Palestinian people for all their misery. I don't fault them for that necessarily. I believe that they're being led astray by a government that's corrupt, a government that is really not concerned for their well-being. You know, they cut off those borders there, and the jobs that the Palestinians used to have no longer can have. There's a lot of things that I could say about all that, but I'm not against the Palestinian people. I believe that if they would flee to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and realize that the Lord Jesus Christ has died for their sins as well as the sin of the whole world, why, God would give them a land that they could prosper in. But folks, this problem with the PLO, I'm talking about a group who decides that they have the claim to the land, and they had no claim to it at all. We see the same problem today represented there in the book of Judges. And Judges chapter 11, the Bible says, "And Jephthah," which of course represents Israel, "sent messengers unto the king of the children of Ammon," which today would have represented Jordan, "saying, What hast thou to do with me, that thou art come against me to fight in my land? And the king of the children of Ammon answered unto the messengers of Jephthah, Because Israel took away my land when they came up out of Egypt, from Arnon even unto Jabbok and unto Jordan. Now therefore restore those lands again peaceably." Isn't this what Arafat is saying? Saying, listen, this doesn't belong to the Jews. This belongs to us. We claim the land. Of course, they didn't start saying all that until after 1967. And there's no history account that they ever claimed the land for themselves. They always believed that land was to the Jewish people. But the Jews have never really tried to kick them out. If the Palestinians would live peaceably with the Jews, God would allow them to live there. But we see throughout history they would not allow them, and therefore God told them to go in there and possess the land. Now, let me read on here now. In verse 14, "And Jephthah sent messengers again unto the king of the children of Ammon, and said unto him, Thus saith Jephthah, Israel took not away the land of Moab, nor the land of the children of Ammon. But when Israel came up from Egypt, and walked through the wilderness unto the Red Sea, and came to Kadesh, then Israel sent messengers unto the king of Edom, saying, Let me, I pray thee, pass through thy land. But the king of Edom would not hearken him thereto. And in like manner they sent unto the king of Moab. But he would not consent, and Israel abode in Kadesh. Then they went along through the wilderness, and compassed the land of Edom and the land of Moab, and came by the east side of the land of Moab, and pitched on the other side of Arnon, but came not within the border of Moab. For Arnon was the border of Moab. And Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, the king of Heshbon. And Israel said unto him, Let us pass, we pray thee, through thy land into my place. But Sihon trusted not Israel to pass through his coast. But Sihon gathered all his people together and pitched into Jahaz and fought against Israel. And the Lord God of Israel delivered Sihon and all his people into the land of Israel, and they smote them. So Israel possessed all the land of the Amorites, the inhabitants of that country. and they possess all the coasts of the Amorites from Arnon even unto Jabbok, and from the wilderness unto Jordan. So now the Lord God of Israel hath dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel. And shouldest thou possess it? I want to repeat that again. So now the Lord God of Israel hath dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel. And shouldest thou possess it? That's the same question I'm going to ask Arafat. Same question I'm going to ask all the Palestinian leaders. Now maybe by the time this program comes on the air, there will not be Arafat ruling the Palestinians. Well, whoever you are, and whenever you are going to rule, I want you to understand that you have no right to force your people to take a land that does not belong to them. Have no right at all. If you're smart, you'll get with your brothers, the Jordanians, and realize that they can have 10 times as much land than what they want from the Jewish people. And the Bible says, wilt not thou possess that which Chemosh thy God giveth thee to possess? So whomsoever the Lord our God shall drive out from before us, them will we possess. And now art thou anything better than Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel? Or did he ever fight against them? I mean, this is a lesson you ought to learn. You ought to learn that any time you go against the nation of Israel, your end will not be pleasant. Oh, you may think you have prosperity, and you may think you have liberty, but before you know it, it'll be taken away from you. I don't believe the Palestinians are very happy people right now. I don't. Their economy's falling apart. They don't have the liberties they enjoyed before. Listen, the Jews took good care of them. I mean, for occupying the land, they sure took good care of them, better than most other nations that ever occupied the land. The Jews have taken very good care of the Palestinians, always have. They've always believed that when they were a stranger in Egypt, they understand the sufferings of being a stranger in a foreign country. And the Bible continues on to say, while Israel dwelt in Heshbon and her towns, and in Aroer and her towns, and in all the cities that be along by the coast of Arnon, 300 years. Why, therefore, did ye not recover them within that time? See, they had 300 years. They could have recovered the land. They complain about it 300 years later and then expect the Jews to give them the land. Does the Palestinians believe that after over 3,000 years where the land has belonged to Israel, do they expect now to claim a land that the Jews have possessed all those years? Yes, I know they may have not always lived there, but there have always been Jews that have lived in what was known as Palestine. Howbeit, the Bible says here, wherefore I have not sinned against thee, but thou dost me wrong to war against me. The Lord the judge be judge of this day between the children of Israel and the children of Ammon. Howbeit the king of the children of Ammon hearkened not unto the words of Jephthah which he sent him. Well, folks, we're going to have to conclude this portion of the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast regarding this question I'm preaching about, to whom does the land of Israel belong? Now, I want you to stay with the program this hour. If we're not over with the program, there will be a lot more that we're going to have you listen to. But for this portion, I want to just ask you to consider who the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is. None other than Jesus Christ, who came in the form of a servant, and he died for sinful man, both for the Jews and for the rest of the world. May God richly bless you. Now keep your radio on and listen to the Hope of Israel Baptist program broadcast as we continue on. Thank you. is Dr. K. Daniel Fried, and now we're going to continue the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast, and we're going to look at some news, and we will make some analysis as well. I'm reading from the Jerusalem Today news from Jerusalem, July the 6th, 2001. And there is an issue here that I would like to address. I'm going to quote from this article, and it says, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon concluded a quick European trip today amid European, U.S., and U.N. criticism of Israel's policy of targeted killings of Palestinian terrorists. In Paris, hundreds of protesters marched through the streets chanting, Sharon, assassin! Leaving a morning meeting with French Prime Minister Léon Jospin, Sharon said that things were put on the table in a very clear manner, and it is evident that we do not agree on all points. He did not elaborate. French officials said there were differences of perception on the targeted killings and how to apply the recommendations of the Mitchell Report, especially the issue of a freeze on Jewish settlement activity. Sharon said he was trying to convince European leaders to exert massive pressure on Yasser Arafat to halt the violence. But French President Jacques Chirac urged him not to discredit the Palestinian leader, saying it would be counterproductive for peace. Sharon has launched sharp verbal attacks on Arafat recently, comparing him to notorious Saudi terrorist Osama bin Laden, and calling him a murderer and pathological liar and the leader of a terrorist gang. Yesterday in Germany, Israel's closest European ally, Sharon heard concerns from Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder over the issue of Jewish settlements. Ever sensitive to Germany's relationship to Israel in light of the Holocaust, Schroeder said his suggestion of greater flexibility on the settlement issue was only a friendly piece of advice, not a request or demand. Sharon also attended a memorial service with Schroeder at the suburban rail station at Grunewald, from where Berlin's Jews were deported to the gas chambers under Hitler. The experience of the Holocaust makes clear the importance of our right to self-defense and to control the destiny of our people, Sharon said after laying a wreath at the station. We must remember that the Jewish people have one small state in which we have the right and the power to defend ourselves with our own forces, and we must dearly thank the Almighty for this. It is the right of the Jewish people, after years of suffering and privation, to be the masters of our fate and to let no one control the fate of our people. Well, I want to just kind of cut in there for a little bit and make mention of the fact that in the hands of God is the fate of the Jewish people. But I understand where he's coming from on that regard. Now I'll make more comments after I read this. I want to read here about a meeting that Ariel Sharon had with some of the European heads. Now, for the life of me, I can't understand why these European countries that really are not very pro-Israel to begin with, why Sharon would even have to go over there. But you see, this is politics, and there's a lot of economic concerns here. And, you know, some of these countries are trading partners with Israel, and there is a lot at stake. And this is why Ariel Sharon is going over there. But the fact of the matter is, they have no right to start to dictate to Israel how they should protect their borders. Nobody goes into these countries and start dictating to them how they should protect their borders. And this is just a two-faced thing. It's not right. Now I'm going to continue reading now from Israel Today, news from Jerusalem. It's dated July the 6th. We'll preserve this right more than anything. I'm committed as a man, as a Jew, and as the Prime Minister of the State of Israel to ensuring the future of the Jewish people, of each and every Jew in the country and around the world. I do not forget, even for a moment, that every time we find ourselves obliged to realize our right to defend our security, that I agree with him there, we will do so vigorously and with courage. Both Secretary of State Colin Powell and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan have blasted Israel for its policy of targeted killings of Palestinian terrorists, affirmed by the cabinet on Wednesday. We continue to express our distress and opposition to these kinds of targeted killings, and we will continue to do so, Powell said. Now, I tell you what, I'm an American, and I tell you one thing. I don't appreciate what he said. I mean, I don't appreciate one iota what he said. No, sir. He has no right to say that. And, you know, here we are, America, and we really are kind of like a big bully. We need to be on the side of Israel. And I'm going to spend a few moments after I finish reading from this report on just what the Bible says about this news item. But I don't agree with Powell on this. Oh, I don't agree with him whatsoever. We don't have any right to tell them they can't do that. In fact, the United States historically has done the same thing. And I'll tell you one thing, terrorists start coming in here and start killing our people and doing the things they're doing to us. We wouldn't waste any time. We'd hunt them down, and we have, historically, we have assassinated those who have threatened the well-being of our country. It's a fact. It's a known fact. All right, now I'm going to continue reading here. A spokesman for Annan said, he is deeply disturbed by the reported decision of the government of Israel to continue the practice of what have become known as targeted assassinations. Secretary General appeals to the government of Israel to stop this practice forthwith. There is no alternative to a political settlement of the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. Well, the thing is, the Palestinians, they don't understand anything other than war. In fact, they have made war with Israel. They are at war with Israel. We're not just talking about peace now. This is not a peacetime situation. They are at war. And most of the Arab countries are at war with Israel. So this is a war situation. And all the Israelis are trying to do is take out those war criminals, those war tyrants who are assassinating and killing innocent people in Israel. I'm talking about innocent people are being targeted by the Palestinians. And all the Israelis are trying to do is target the ones that are killing innocent people. They're responsible. And I'm going to get into what the Bible says about that. Do they have the right to do this? Now, as we see here, Annan's spokesman said, the policy violated general principles of law as well as international law and human rights law in particular. Quote, he said, if not halted, it is bound to further aggravate the crisis confidence between the parties and make an already extremely fragile situation even more precarious. The spokesman said the tough statement was another sign of traditional UN bias toward the Arabs. Annan has not seen fit to condemn the daily Palestinian shootings and bombings which forced Israel to reinstate the policy of targeted killings and self-defense. Sharon said he told French President Chirac that if Arafat is not taking steps, then Israel is unfortunately forced to take action. Now, I agree with that. Hey, listen, Arafat made unconditional ceasefire. They didn't do anything. They'd had no targeted killings. None of this was going on. And what happened? Well, terrorism is still occurring. And Arafat is the one responsible for it. I continue now with this report. Israelis are extremely pessimistic that the U.S. brokered ceasefire will hold. According to an opinion poll published today, a Gallup poll of 600 Israelis that appeared in the Hebrew daily Maariv showed a whopping 82% doubt a complete ceasefire can be reached soon, while 13% believe it is achievable. A majority, 56%, believe Israel should freeze Jewish settlement construction in Judea, Samaria, and the Gaza Strip as part of a U.S. peace plan. 58% said they approved of Prime Minister Sharon's performance since he took office 4 months ago. That's down 4% from a poll taken a month ago. Now, folks, if you have been listening to our program on the subject of to whom does the land of Israel belong, you'll see, according to the Bible, that the land of Israel belongs to the Jews. All of Judah, all of Samaria, and all of the Gaza Strip belongs to the Jews, does not belong to anybody else. And so this is not even on the table. But since they're already in this land, they can live peaceably with the Jews, but it's going to have to be under the sovereignty of Israel. All right, now, nevertheless, according to the Bible, they have no right to claim that land. And I discussed that in full detail. You should be with us during the beginning of the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast from week to week when we get into that particular subject. And you'll learn some things. Amen. All right. Sharon's, all right, now let me continue reading about, they're really down on Sharon. In fact, in my opinion, Ariel Sharon is the best prime minister since a long time. Amen. I really believe he's the best prime minister they have. And they're wearing out his patience. Wearing out his patience. Now, the article goes on and says, despite months of denials, it has now been confirmed that the United Nations has a videotape containing information about the abduction of three Israeli soldiers by Hezbollah guerrillas on the Lebanese border in October. Defense Minister Benjamin Ben Elazar told reporters that a senior UN representative during a meeting in my office on Wednesday last week insisted no cassette existed. On Friday evening, to my astonishment, the same senior representative telephoned me and, after apologizing profusely, said there is a cassette. Ben Eliezer said he has written a letter to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan demanding that the tape be handed over. The video was taped 18 hours after the abduction of the three soldiers on October 7th, said Timor Goxel, the spokesman for UN peacekeepers in South Lebanon. It contained footage of abandoned vehicles Hezbollah used in the attack, Coxell said. He added that he had not considered the tape important because it was made many hours after the abduction. Two still photos, said to be from the tape, were shown on Israel television last night. They showed the two vehicles, including a white Toyota four-wheel drive car similar to those used by the UN South Lebanon. The other vehicle was black. Neither had UN insignia inside the vehicles. UN peacekeepers found UN insignia, uniforms, and license plates along with weapons and explosives. Coxell said the pictures seemed to confirm Israeli media reports at the time of the abduction that the terrorists used UN vehicles and uniforms in the operation. Can you believe that? Man, it appears that the UN tried to cover up the pictures to avoid the embarrassment that Hezbollah terrorists disguise themselves as UN peacekeepers right under the noses of the peacekeepers themselves. Oh, my. I'll tell you what. Cover up after cover up after cover up. You see, as far as I'm concerned, the world is not very favorable to the Jews. The world's not very favorable to the existence of the nation of Israel. But for the most part, most countries of the world are being led by the devil himself. And you know one thing, the devil don't like the Jews. But I'm going to read here from some Bible verses to demonstrate to you, dearly beloved, that God has given permission, especially to the nation of Israel, and to any nation, to protect its borders. Absolutely right. In fact, the Bible talks about, as far as what to do about this killing of innocent lives, especially premeditated killing. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 17, this is what the Bible says. A man that doeth violence to the blood of any person shall flee to the pit. Let no man stay him. In other words, he cannot get away. His life must be taken. Genesis chapter 9, verse 6 says, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. Exodus chapter 21, verse 14, the Bible says, if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor to slay him with guile, thou shalt take him from mine altar, that he may die. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible says, or unto the governors, as unto them that are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. Revelation chapter 13, verse 10, in the New Testament says, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Of course, we know that was also referring to those who have been killed for the faith by the enemies of God. Now, folks, the Jews, Israel, has a right to protect its borders. They have a right to take the life of those that have taken the life of innocent people. This is a war. They've always have, the Arab countries for the most part, they still believe they're at war with Israel. And so what we're facing here is a war. And no country in this world has any right to say they don't have the responsibility to protect their borders. Now, spiritual application here is mentioned in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29. The Bible tells us of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who has trodden under the foot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Here's the point. Israel targets those who are killing their citizens. They target them, and the world likes to use assassination. But you never hear the media say that the Palestinians come in and assassinate innocent people. You never hear them say that. They just say they're being killed. But when it comes to the Jews, the Israeli government, they say now they are assassinating. And that word assassination has such a, I guess, such a, well, wicked connotation. You know, like they're just going in there and just killing just because they don't like them. Now, folks, that's not right. Now, one day, those who are not born again and washed by the blood of Jesus Christ are going to have to stand before the white throne judgment according to the Bible. Yes, indeed, they have rejected the only wise God, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, rejected him. God gave every opportunity for them to be saved, but they mocked him, they despised him, and rejected him. And this is something sad indeed, dear folks. But God says that those who have rejected him, and we're all guilty of killing the Son of God, every one of us, both the Jews and the Gentiles, don't just blame the crucifixion on the Jews. We're all guilty. That's exactly right. And in fact, you're guilty right now if you reject the Son of the living God. One day, your life will be taken. One day, you will have to stand before the white throne judgment. And God says, for whosoever is not found written in the book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire. Will you be saved today? Will you repent of your sins? God promises you eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord if you do so.
Keep his covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all of their hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven. There is no God like thee in the earth.
If after hearing this broadcast, God Almighty has convicted your heart of sin, then repent, that is, be willing to confess and forsake your sinfulness and wicked way, while acknowledging your transgressions against the Holy God, with sorrow and a broken heart for being an unworthy sinner, deserving eternal judgment in hell fire. Receive Christ, the Messiah's forgiveness, which was bought for you by his own blood, and call upon him to be your only Lord, God, and Savior. If you've asked by faith, believing, then God has given you eternal life according to his word. And now you should know for sure that your sins are forgiven and that you are gloriously saved and born again. Please write us and let us know of the good news about your salvation. Let us know if you are Jewish or from some other ethnic group. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. The Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast is supported by free will offerings. If you would like to help keep this program on the air, please send your free will donation to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. The Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast is responsible for sending out thousands of Bibles and biblical literature free of charge throughout the world. If you are a Jewish person and would like to receive a free Hebrew-English New Covenant, also known as the New Testament, please request a copy. Other languages may also be available. We will also send you a free copy of our very popular booklet, Prophecy Unveiled. Again, if you are Jewish, please be encouraged to ask for this terrific booklet. This booklet is about Jewish prophecy. It has intrigued readers for thousands of years and is now at your fingertips. What do rabbis of old, historians, and religious commentators have to say about the subject? See for yourself and answer the age-old question, is prophecy unveiled? If you're not Jewish and desire to receive a Bible in English, please write to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. That's Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, or POWDERSPRINGS, Georgia, or GA, 30127, USA. You are invited to visit our website at hopeofisrael.net. Again, our website address is hopeofisrael.net, or hopeofisrael.net. Please email or write us letting us know you're listening to our broadcast. This will be a great encouragement to us and will help us to know where the broadcast is being received around the world. Donations and King James Bibles are being accepted, enabling us to distribute Bibles and gospel literature worldwide. Please send only King James Bibles in good condition. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed, wishing you God's richest blessings upon your life. And my earnest prayer is that you will be drawn closer to the Savior. Please remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Until our next broadcast, tune in again on this day at this same time for the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast.